Bam! Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a freaking freight train on ice, baby. Greatest day of your life, Thursday, April 9th, 2020. We're dropping it like it's hot every single Thursday right here on 1520 WCHE with the Get Up Power Hour. This is the greatest hour of radio and all of radio when it comes to inspiration, motivation, mindset, attitude, perspective, gratitude, tenacity. Everything you want to be successful, or these days, just take the first step out of bed. Like I said, I'm your host, Mark Hayford. We're in it to win it. We're lighting up the darkness right here for the next hour. Share if you care. Get up, Army. Come on in, because we got to refresh our minds. We got to renew our spirits, and we got a hot hour of radio on deck for you. So I hope that you're hype. I hope that you're safe. I hope that everything's good. I'm sweating. I'm spitting. This is awesome. Let me tell you, hey, first of all, I'm on all your social media. I'm kind of like when you go to your boardwalk down by the beach and there's like bird poop on the boardwalk. That's me. I'm all out there. So if you're out there, hit me up on any platform that you choose. Okay. I'm on Facebook, Insta, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. I'm on TikTok. What? TikTok. That's right. And reach out to me, guys. You can DM me, you can PM me, email me, getup@markhayford.com. I want to direct some traffic to my website because we got some goodies out there, yo. Go to markhayford.com, and it's Mark with a C. My mom and dad wanted to torture me for the rest of my life anytime I ever go to a Starbucks, but it's markhayford.com, and there you can pick up either. Now, you know what? Both. I say both. Pick up both of my number one books, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. Both of those bad boys went number one in Amazon's self-help category. I'm humbled. I'm blown away by it, even to say it. Well, check that out. You can get them on my website or on Amazon. And, hey, if you're into Audible books, you can go out to Audible, and you can hear Get Up Encouraging You to Attack Life. Now, dig this. Let's say you're like, Hayford, oh, no, at 159. Don't go. We can't wait another week. You're not here. The Get Up Power Hour. You know what you got to do? I got you, yo. You got to go to the Daily Get Up podcast every single day, every day, every day. That basically ends in a Y. That's a weekday. We have the Get Up podcast, and that's out on SoundCloud. You get the SoundCloud app, go to soundcloud.com. I don't know, whatever. We just hit our 285th podcast today. Today! Yes, we did. So that's beautiful. And just little fun fact here. If you like this show and you want to be a part of this show, while we got all this rah-rah nonsense, lockdown, quarantine, whatever's going on out here, every single night I'm dedicating myself to you guys on Facebook and Instagram. I drop a double live. It's like, bam, bam, right? We go live. We have nightly polls. We have, and it's organic, right? But the difference is you guys are part of the show. There's so much conversation that's going on that platform. Yo, it's so dope. And I would love you guys to check it out. So that is on Facebook, and that is also on that's on Facebook, and that's on Instagram. And I got to tell you, it is so weird, as you can hear the wheels coming off here sideways on the show. It's so weird doing this. And I'll tell you what, I almost didn't do this. What am I talking about? Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Okay. Typically, when we're in quote-unquote normal time, I drive to a radio station. It's like Vietnam. I'm circling for like 20 minutes. I finally get parking. I try to find a meter. I run 9 blocks. I get into the station. I sit behind the microphone. They lock me in the room. The on-air sign comes on. The little strobe starts blinking. Close the curtain. Bam! We're out to the universe, and we're just projecting this live. This is different. This is different. There's none of that now. I'm sitting in my home office, the Get Up Studios, ladies and gentlemen, bringing a live radio broadcast on an iPhone. I mean, it's so whack, right? It's not normal. It's just, I'm not used to it. My poor guest 2 weeks ago, Charisse Murray, I had her on, and it was nuts, because normally if a guest comes in, we could sit, we can look at each other, there's eye contact, and there's the person that works the board. And I got to give the shout out to the person that works the board, because that's Bree, and Bree is holding it down. She's basically holding up WCHE right now. Bree works the board. She makes us sound good. She is the Duchess of Danger, the perennial millennial. So, Bree, if you can hear this, thank you for doing what you can do to keep all, not just this show, but all the shows rolling on CHE so people can be entertained and just kind of unplugged for a little bit. Now, let me tell you, not only is this just weird, it's so whack, man. I'm like sitting here in the house, and I gotta explain to you what happened. It's 12:45. I go live at 1 o'clock, like live, like we're in it to win it, okay? And all of a sudden, where I live in Chester County, Pennsylvania, it's very woodsy. We're kind of like tucked away. It's a whole thing. And then I get the little update. I get the update that thunderstorm's going to be coming in. Now, normally, this wouldn't matter. Like, who cares? But there's a difference, people, okay? Where I live, it's a far cry from where I grew up in New Jersey. Jersey! Where I live now, in my neck of the woods, literally, okay, in years past, like if somebody runs over a squirrel with a pickup truck like 2 miles away, the entire town loses power for 4 months. Like like that's been the MO of what's been happening around here, okay? So as I see these gigantic storm clouds rolling in, I'm like, no. Not from 1 to 2 p.m., okay? And it was so ominous. Like, it's the back of my house. The sky was black, okay? In the front of the house, it's like sunshine on my shoulder. Right. So I'm like, I don't know what's going to go on. And then it occurred to me that I'm so perfectly dumb that I have an iPhone. So even if the entire power goes out and the whole planet here, I still can hopefully do this radio show. And hopefully maybe you hear me if you're live streaming it. So this is just weird, man. We're all in this weird space where we're trying to pull it together. Now, I got to tell you what happened. So the storm comes rolling in and it's gone and it's all sunny again where I live. And I called my wife, Christina Hayford, the lovely Christina, who puts up with me, lives with me, occasionally feeds me, is making really mad faces at me right now. I asked her to come on to explain what just happened. Now, before I pull her to just tell you the train wreck that I just witnessed in the Hayford household, my wife's a national vice president with our home-based business. So for years, unlike many and like many, she runs a home-based business. It's through the internet and people order and all this other stuff. It's no more brick and mortar. It's click and order, right? So your best friend, when you have a home-based business, give me an, oh yeah, if you feel me out there, people, it's the UPS man, okay? So here it comes. And we're kind of, like I said, we're secluded. Someone comes driving down your street, you know it, right? Here comes this big brown truck barreling down the street. And here comes the storm from the back of the house. Here's my what? Honey, come here. I'm going to give you, talk to the Get Up Army. Explain what just happened with the UPS man.
I think you should tell them your perspective first.
My perspective. This is a hot mess. The truck comes. I look out the window. The dogs are barking. It starts pouring out the back deck, back of the house. Then it creeps to the front, lightning, the wind. It was like the opening scene from The Wizard of Oz, right? Little dogs and floating in the air. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, the UPS man is here. And my wife's like, woo, because she has a new order of, I can't say what it is. Because if I say it's supposed to be a surprise. And if I say what it is, then I'm gonna get beat with the ugly stick. But I'm like, yo, the UPS man is here. Oh, no, the UPS man is pulling away. She was having none of this. What did you do?
So I was so excited, and I thought, I'm going to be good. I'm going to at least run to the front door and meet him halfway so he doesn't have to come all the way. We have a long driveway. And as I get to the door, I'm all happy. I swing open the door, and I see him drive away.
No.
I know. And I said to Mark, did you drop off the product? And he said, no.
There's no box.
No box. We live on a cul-de-sac street, so I know he's got to at least go down the cul-de-sac and turn around.
Heck
and no. I just ran out of the house, like, so fast.
Half-dressed.
Yeah, like, no, I was luckily fully dressed.
You were scantily clad.
No, and I was running down this long driveway. I don't run, meanwhile, so I was just running, and it's, like, lightning, pouring. But I'm oblivious to all that. All I'm thinking of is I'm stopping the UPS man.
No, hold on. I was going to help her, but to my defense, look, I dress up for the radio show. I really do. Like, I'm sitting here in a nice button-up shirt. And I'm watching my wife sprint up the driveway in the rain, and I'm like, I would help, 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 help. But I'm wearing slippers, slippers, slippers. Like, I can't get my slippers.
And I literally run in the middle of the street so that UPS man cannot get past me. And he stopped.
Screeching halt.
Yeah, and he said, you are crazy. You're crazy. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. And so he gives me the box, and he tries to tell me. He's like, oh, yeah, I've been there before. And meanwhile, there's a storm happening. He's like, didn't you see all the branches falling down your driveway? I'm like, I didn't even care. I wanted this box. And I needed to have it, and nothing was stopping me. And I start running away. I was so excited. My husband, like, you just saved the UPS man. I love you, son.
Give me his phone. Give me my iPhone. She runs into the UPS truck. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, my wife almost died by a UPS truck in the rain in front of our house. My poor children, the therapy bills, I can't imagine. And she grabbed this giant box, and she's running out smiling. Rain is pouring. I'm like, be careful, right? And she's waving, smiling, soaking, sprinting, and waving the I love you sign language sign to this poor UPS guy that probably is going to have a lot to talk about at dinner tonight with his family. And she comes running in soaking wet. And I think you need to post that picture on your social media. Yeah, on your Insta and Facebook, Christina Hayford, you go rock that girl. That's why you're successful, right? Because you don't take no for an answer. No, I got to do my show. I got to. Wow, that's how it's going down here in the Hayford house, guys. I mean, like, it's wacky. It is not a new normal because it's so abnormal with what the heck is going on. Now hold on, fam. We got to take a break in a minute, but I want to tell you what's coming up because I am so excited. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I have a guest calling in all the way from South Carolina. She is a freaking rock star beast, for reals, with a Z, okay? Let me explain. Let me give you the rundown of who you're about to hear. Now, you know, look, get up, Army. Come on. You know how I roll, right? You know I don't play. I'm in it to win it. And if I'm putting somebody in front of you with the power of this microphone, that I 100% believe that they're going to help you get up. Okay? So I have someone. She's not a baby boomer. She's not Gen X. She's not a millennial. No, she is Generation Z. Gen Z, 24 years old. Like a baby fawn born in the wilderness. But not really. Listen at the age of 24, these accomplishments. First of all, she's a social media influencer. She is scraping 100,000 followers on Instagram. I'm going to say that again. 100,000 followers on Instagram. She's not there yet, but she's getting close to the six-figure following. Insane. She's a former NCAA gymnast. At 24, she's already a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Hold on. There's more. I'm just getting started. She's an online fitness coach. She's also the creator and owner of her own brand of apparel. And she's the creator of a workout app, which helps people work at home. What? I said work at home. Where are you right now? You got nowhere else to go. Yo, you're home. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. And you don't go anywhere because when we come back, I'm bringing on my guest, Annie Graff from South Carolina, and I want to rip into the mind of this young lioness and see how she does not take no for an answer, and she just conquers everything in her path. Get up, Army. You sit there. This is hot. You look beautiful. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on 1520 WCHE. We'll be right back.
like a rhinestone cowboy in a biker bar wearing a cape. This is your boy, Mark Hayford, right here. Get Up Power Hour every Mother Loving Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Lighten up the darkness, bringing the sunshine, making them flowers pop in your front yard. Ah, your beautiful Get Up Army. Hey, I'm so excited. And look, that was a quick break too, man. I thought I'd get a second to like fix my hair or go flex in the mirror or do something, but none of that. We're back. We're in it. I can't wait. Yo, all the way calling in from South Carolina. My guest is Annie Graff. Who is Annie Graff? Well, let me tell you again, if you heard right before the break, she's only 24 years old. She's Gen Z. She's an influencer with almost 100,000 followers on Instagram. She's a former NCAA gymnast. She's already a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, an online fitness coach, a creator and owner of her own apparel brand, and she's the creator of her own workout app. How is this even possible? Like, how many of us have done, like, maybe one of those things, right? And she's got a whole scroll of stuff. She hasn't even hit a quarter of a century of life yet. Ladies and gentlemen, put your virtual hands together, sit back, relax, and let's give it up all the way from South Carolina. Gen Z rock star Annie Graff.
Hi, Mark. Oh my God, I'm dying. I love it. Hi, how are you?
Yo, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time from walking from your kitchen to your living room to
to do a show.
Can you?
Oh my
first
God.
Of all, can,
no,
can
thank you,
hear
you so
okay?
much for having me. Honestly, so pumped about this.
Oh, I'm excited to have to just unleash you to the Get Up universe because I know what you have. It's like it's just diamonds in the rough. So I just can't wait to pick your brain so much here. But first of all, can you hear everything okay? Because I know we're choppy and we're in two remote locations.
Yeah, I can hear everything. Everything's better now. Yeah, good.
Awesome. Okay, so listen, I don't even know where to start because seriously, you know, you bring on a guest or something and you look to interview and try to, you know, pull the best you can out of your guest. You have so much going on. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start. First of all, you're literally not even 25 yet, so you're Gen Z, which just that blows me away. Let's start from the beginning. You're a former NCAA gymnast, right?
Yeah. Yep.
When did you get into gymnastics? How did that? You know, what did that do for your mindset?
Oh my gosh, absolutely love talking about this because. My parents put me in gymnastics along with my brother and sister at the age, you know, that like little mommy and me class. They're like walking through the hula hoops with your mom. You're like holding their hand. Like that was me back when I was like, I think that you can start those classes at 18 months. And
wow.
So that was me. I was always the kiddo with all the energy. I was on the soccer field. I was playing basketball. I was in dance. I was in gymnastics. And eventually gymnastics stole my heart a little bit. I began to excel through the levels. I was dying to get on the beam. I was doing backflips and flip-flops and learning how to do everything. And I actually remember my coaches sitting down with me and saying, hey, we want you to come in more. We want you to put in more hours. Are you down for it? I'm like, heck yeah. All my friends are here. I love this. Definitely. And I remember they had that talk with my parents. And my parents were like, well, hey, if it's something she loves, We're gonna be here to support it. And that's honestly, I'm so grateful that they were always parents to support me, but never to push me beyond my means, push me beyond, to burnout. I had a lot of friends who did have parents that pushed them. And, you know, they burned out at the age of 13, right? And so my parents were always my number one cheerleaders. But at the same time, they also let me be a kid and let me kind of go where I wanted with that. But I did decide to pursue gymnastics instead of going the elite route, which at one point I was a crossroads. Hey, do you want to pursue the elite route, the junior Olympic team, going to Olympics? Like, is that the route you want, or do you want to pursue a college scholarship? And I remember this being a pretty big decision for me, if I'm being honest, because who doesn't?
How old were you at this point?
I was 12 or 13. Yep.
Oh my goodness.
And,
wow.
Yeah. And I remember, I mean, all my friends were at the gym. I was at that point, I was training about 4 hours a day, every day. And, I remember.
Hold on. Wait a minute. 4 hours a day at 12 and 13. 'Cause I'm a head football coach and we go
yeah.
to And I mean, these are, you know, those are kids that are older. You're talking 4 hours a day is a middle schooler.
Yep. It was, honestly, I mean, clap to my parents because I wasn't driving then. So, you know, my mom would drive me. She would sit there. She would go pick up my brother, drop him off, go pick up my sister, drop her off, come back, knit a blanket, then pick me up from practice, drive home. I would be eating dinner by myself, me and my mom, and we would be doing that like 9:30 at night because I had practice from either 4 to 8 or 5 to 9, depending on the day.
And shout out to all the moms and dads out there that have been the mom and dad taxi service because they're doing the best they can for kids, right?
100%. Yeah. No, that definitely, it honestly, and mindset-wise, where that kind of got me, ultimately I did decide I'm really grateful that my parents have always helped me look way further into the future than just the here and now. And I think that's been a huge, just a part of who I am, looking way forward in the future. I've always kind of felt a little bit older than the people my age. I'm 24 now, and I feel like most of my friends are 30, 31, 32. And I kind of have the privilege of kind of just thinking ahead and thinking long-term. And so that my parents, my dad specifically, really instilled that into me. And looking forward, you know, using my gymnastics career, I realized that, hey, a lot of the girls I was training with that went the Olympic route, the elite route, they weren't in school. They were being homeschooled, which is not a bad thing, but they were getting sponsorships. And then they were kind of, that meant that they couldn't pursue a college scholarship. Just the details there. If you get a sponsorship, if you're being paid to do a sport, you're considered a pro, which means that you are no longer eligible under NCAA rules to get a scholarship for a sport. And so I sat down and had that conversation, you know, at 13 years old with my parents. And we decided, hey, long-term, I'd love to get a scholarship. I'd love to do this into college, and I'd love to help this set me up for the rest of my life. I don't want it to be the means to an end, but instead of, I would like it to be something that kind of catapults me into the rest of my life and gives me opportunity and options beyond just the gymnastics world.
I love it. I love it. And I always say that opportunity creates opportunity. It's like a level to the staircase. You know, so many times we're seeing what's right in front of us, but that leads to the next, just the next opportunity. If you're in a successful person that will have their eyes open for that, and that's part of being a positive person also. A lot of people like to kind of poo-poo a positive mindset, but a positive mindset is going to see a way out or more opportunity. And I love that this is what you're spitting here because, I mean, this is the beginning of the story.
Right.
You know, for many people, like, that's the end of it. So where did this ultimately take you?
Yeah, so ultimately, I did get, you know, multiple offers. A few of the places I was considering was Ohio State on a full ride, Arizona State, University of Illinois, all full scholarships. And then there was the Air Force Academy. And to be honest, I was deleting emails from the Air Force Academy because I had no idea what it was. Again, the recruitment process starts at about 14, 15 years old. So again, I was a freshman in high school. I had no idea. I thought this meant, you know, going off and spending your life in Iraq. Like, I just didn't know. So I was just thinking they were spam or something. Thank God, again, my dad was really big on helping me with this whole process. And he saw I was deleting these. He goes, "Yo, dude, what are you doing? Get these great emails from this great place." And I'm like, no, Dad, you don't understand. Those are the spam. He's like, no, you don't understand, little girl. This is actually a really, really great opportunity. I come to find out that my dad had turned down his appointment. He received an appointment to the United States Air Force Academy, turned it down because there weren't enough women, which is a little LOL moment. But I think that helped him kind of, I mean, he went to Northwestern and he met my mom, you know, they're together, amazing, and obviously I wouldn't be here. My siblings wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. But I think he did take that with him. It was kind of like, hey, like, this is actually a really great opportunity. He always had been somebody who wanted to serve, felt, you know, to do your part sort of thing. And so we started talking, and I agreed to go on a recruitment visit to the Air Force Academy, which if you guys don't know what that is, you know, it's in Colorado Springs. It is gorgeous. It's essentially like, I think it's like a 2 or 3% acceptance rate. And so the whole process of actually getting in is pretty complicated. But I ended up saying, hey, I fell in love with Colorado first off. And kind of, again, at 16, I think is when I went on my first visit there. I realized that, you know, a lot of my friends, kind of similar to the whole elite path, a lot of my friends were receiving full ride scholarships to places that not necessarily were going to set them up for success, but, you know, they were going to go do gymnastics in a really great, great, great place. But then they were moving home and they were being bartenders or they were nannying or they were waitressing. And again, nothing wrong with that. You know, of course, I realized though that that wasn't the life I wanted for myself. I never found myself as much of a homebody. So I sat there and I remember telling my dad, "Hey dad, like when I go to college, I am not coming home. Like I'm going to create a life for myself. I'm going to go live it. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to follow my heart." And so he says, "Hey, Annie, if that's what you want, the Air Force Academy will set you up for that. It'll at least give you options. It'll give you places to visit. It'll let you travel." And so, and that's what I did. So I ended up going there. I went through basic training. And then I competed gymnastics at the Air Force Academy. So that's kind of the whole progression of that story.
Yeah, I mean, hold on. First of all, you got so much energy. I love it. And what's so cool about this is, look, we're in a global situation right now where people are just accepting, not everyone, but a lot of people are accepting. A lot of people are, there's so much uncertainty and sometimes fear and, you know, the future and what could happen and whatever. And a lot of people are just taking it day by day and just kind of taking it as it is. What I'm hearing from you is you have a complete mindset and lifestyle of what's next, what's next, what's next. How does this work? How does this build? How can I achieve? How can I move? What's this going to set me up for? I think that, and clearly the proof is in the pudding as we look at the resume and what you have, that creates success because you're constantly looking for the next thing. You're not resting on your laurels and being comfortable. I love this. I love all of this. And we got so much more to get into because, I mean, look, I want to hear about how you created your own brand of apparel. I know you got a workout app. I want to hear you have almost 100,000 freaking followers, Annie Kraft. I want to hear. Okay, listen, we got to take a break really fast. We're going to pay some bills here at 1520 WCHE, but don't go anywhere because I got a million things to ask you. Get Up Army. Don't you guys go anywhere. We'll put you on ice for 60 seconds. I'm Mark Hafer. This is Get Up Power Hour, and you're listening to 1520 WCHE. Coming at you like a hee-hee in a Michael Jackson song, baby. Greatest hour of radio. Let's get hype, man. I got my guest, Gen Z rock star Annie Graft, all the way from South Carolina, sharing the sunshine, baby, talking about this mindset of just next, next, next opportunity, not getting comfortable, always looking for the next just way to win, man. Annie, you're killing it.
My phone's
blowing up. I love it. So, hey, let me ask you. So you went, you know, already at 24 years old, you're a veteran of the Air Force. Where were you stationed? Because I was in the Air Force and I was in Korea, but not like the cool part of Korea where it's great cuisine and awesome shopping. I was in the part of Korea where Kunsan Air Force Base in the 90s, because I'm like double your age, right? It's like you turn on the lights and the cockroaches go running. Like that was my base. Okay, where were you stationed?
I have been at Shaw Air Force Base and then moved up to Langley Air Force Base up in Virginia. Since getting out, I was back down with my fiance. He's still active duty, and he's down here at Shaw. So that's why we're here in South Carolina.
South Carolina. You hear that, fellas? She's taken. Annie Graft has a fiance, so I'm sorry. So stop blowing up my phone. But, yo, all right, Annie, let's get at this, man. I mean, the next step. Here you are, you're choosing and building a life by design, right? So I feel like the next little bullet points here
on your resume, they all kind of coincide. And maybe you can help break this down, because now more than ever, the whole with and this time of people just being, I don't know if stuck is the right word, because I don't feel stuck. I know people do, though,
right.
But you have to be home. You're an online fitness coach. A lot of people are learning how to do that. A lot of people are now resorting to do that. But you've been doing this, ahead of the curve, and you've created your own brand. I want to hear if that's workout clothes or what that is. And you also created your own workout app. So, take us there. Like, what is this? Take the mic.
Yeah.
Tell us what this is about.
Yeah. So it all started, to be honest, it started after my last season of gymnastics. I had competed, finished, and then you're looking at that retirement life of like, holy crap, this thing I dedicated my whole life to is no longer. Like, I'm done with gymnastics, right? If any athletes out there probably can resonate in some way, shape, or form, where one chapter's closing and you're looking at the next chapter thinking, holy moly. So that was me. And I decided that fitness was a big part of my life. However, I didn't see how it fit in just being Annie Graft. A lot of it was having a coach yell at me, being forced to do X amount of reps, having this much time dedicated to this much thing, right? It wasn't coming from within. It was not forced upon me. I did love the sport, but it wasn't something that I, felt in control of. And so I kind of started to look and see, hey, how can I fall in love with fitness for me, for Annie Graft? And that's what I started. I found, so this was, wow, this was back in, it would have been back in 2017. I found online fitness. I started, documenting my own fitness journey for the sole purposes of just documenting and connecting with other people out there that were in the same pursuit of finding fitness, of changing their lifestyle, whether they were former athletes or just new to fitness or just wanted a lifestyle change. And so that's how I started my Instagram. It would have been probably end of 2016-ish. And I started this Instagram, which is the same Instagram I'm using now, Annie Fit Life Fit Me. And so I started documenting, journeying, just showing what I was doing, showing tips, showing advice, all of everything, right? And I started kind of gaining this community a little bit of people that would come for my posts, come to see what I was talking about, come to see what I was doing. You know, I was showing the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. And I realized that I loved serving others. I loved just sharing knowledge, sharing, hey guys, hey, I just did this. Don't do this. Right. Didn't work.
And I got to tell you, I love the transparency of that, because too much crap out there today. Everybody's living in these fake filters. I love that you fail forward. You're failing forward with this whole thing, and you're not afraid to showcase it and share it. And I think that's where a lot of the online love and appreciation comes from, because it's refreshing. Mm-hmm. It's real life, right?
Right. I think it's so important to be vulnerable and to be real, because at the end of the day, like, everyday people, like, if y'all are following people on Instagram and they are not showing their failures, you better believe that they are failing, right? So I had tried many things. I had tried, things that failed off at the beginning. I tried one-on-one coaching, which at first failed. I tried again. I tried different offers. I tried different programs. I tried different advertisement methods, different ways to get my program out there, different ways to grow my community. And it was like fail after fail after fail, right? You're getting told no, getting told no, getting told no. And I think the average person is going to take those no's as, wow, I'm not good enough. Or somebody else out there is doing it better than me. I guess I can't do it. I guess I can't show up. I'm not that person. I'm not a fitness trainer. Who am I to offer this? Who wants mine? Are you getting to this like negative head trash that you think that these no's and these failures mean that you have to stop and you have to quit? When in reality, they're just ways for you to have like quick self checks and be like, whoa, okay, like that didn't work. I'm going to pivot a little bit and I'm going to pursue this, you know? And for me, it's honestly something that's related heavily into sports. You know, I would not have been able to get to where I was in the gymnastics world if after the first fall on the balance beam, I would have been like, wow, that's it. Gymnastics not for me, right? Because I would have been at like 6 years old, you know, and nothing would have come from it. And so any athletes out there, you know, how many shots have you missed? How many goals have you missed? How many, you know, times have you gotten tackled? How many, you know, how many wrongs have you made? And the only reason you're able to stand back up and then make the basket, make the shot, make the goal, stick the landing. It's because you decide to get back up. And I think that's translated into my online fitness journey and my online fitness coaching and my programs, and deciding that I want to translate that into an app, deciding that I want to, you know, give my community an apparel brand, you know. And so it's all about, I mean, we're all going to fail. We're all going to fail, but still just following that thread. You know, there's a tug at each one of our hearts to do something. It might not be fitness. It might not have anything to do with online, but it could be something, and just to follow that tug. And I think I've just been really good about not giving up on myself, not giving up on what I feel called to do, and just trying to search for it and trying to find it, right?
Mm. I love it. You're talking about fitness online. I mean, I just ate a Twinkie in the closet. You know what I mean? So this is not really, but no, this is great. All right, look, so tell me about, this is interesting to me. So your whole brand of apparel, is it sports apparel, or like, what is it?
Yeah, so it honestly started off as me just wanting to put something out there. You know, I had, you know, like you said, I've kind of grown this community. It's almost, I have about 10,000 YouTube, like, fan followers, whatever. I have about 94,000 Instagram followers. So, you know, I started hearing this thing just people were like, I want to rep this. I want Fit Life in Me. Like, I love what this stands for. I did get into, you know, the online coaching, and my clients, they're like, I want to rep this. Like, this means so much to me. Like, this life transformation I made, I want to be proud of it, right? And so it all started because I just designed a shirt on some, like, literally, it started with Googling how to design a shirt. Like, it's
wow.
That simple. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put something out there for people, you know? And so I got this, like, blank canvas. It was, like, the most janky website. And I started just typing stuff on it and changing the fonts and changing the size, changing the location, putting it up in the upper right-hand corner so it looks like a little pocket, and then changing the type of shirt it was on. And I kind of got into this, then, oh, wait, what if I did a cropped sweatshirt? And I kind of started thinking, like, wow, like, I love this. And there is so much to be said, especially females and fitness. Fitness and fashion go hand in hand. And right now we do have, you know, we're blessed, honestly, to have a good amount of fitness wear that makes women feel confident and proud when they're at the gym. But I still want to, you know, I want to have a place in the game, and I want to have something that allows women to feel that same way, confident and proud of their progress, and not wanting to hide their body, not wanting to hide under a massive baggy sweatshirt, but instead, you know, put something on and feel powerful and feel beautiful. And like, I want women to feel that when they're wearing a piece of clothes, right? And so I think fitness and fashion go so hand in hand. And so it did start off with me making it was a crop sweatshirt is what I ended up with, some white font on a green sweatshirt, and it said Fit Life with Me. And I said, hey, who wants to buy this? So basic. It wasn't anything complicated. And I think, you know, people out there that feel that tug at their heart that I was kind of talking about, but you think, oh God, yep, like, I would never know how to do that. I don't have the right connections. I'm not good at that. I don't know how to design a website. Like, I have not known how to do any of that stuff. But in putting it out there, there's going to be somebody that's like, hey, whoa, I know a friend that designs websites that could probably do it better than that, you know, website that you have up. Do you want their name? Do you want their number? And a lot of what I've done has been through connecting with people who know people who know people. And so I put out this original shirt, which was crap, but I think I had about 50 people that wanted to buy it.
Wait. Why? I love it. Why do you say it's crap? What was so horrific about it?
It was just like, it literally looked like I went on like word process, you know, Word, Microsoft Word, type like Fit Life Fit Me, and like the like Arial font. Like, it was so basic. It wasn't bad,
that,
I guess.
That's
it was just
basic. Great.
It was so simple. It was just like, what, like, literally, I put it out there, and there were people, of course, who were like, I want this. Like, they didn't want it because it was stylish or beautiful or cute. They wanted it because they loved what it stand for, right? They had followed, you know, what it meant to me, what it then meant to them, my community members. I did this thing once, and I was like, hey, what does Fit Life mean to you? And I had the answer to people being like, it means being beautiful inside and out. It means pursuing a healthy life inside and out. It means this, and just like hearing what people thought about those words together. So like I said, I had about like 50 people or so who wanted to buy it. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to do this.
Hold on now. I love this. This is fantastic. This is failing forward, people. Take notes. because Annie Graft is bringing it. She's not holding back. Talk about what's this workout app that you have? How is this? Did you know how to create apps before, or is this another one of those instances where, again, your network's your net worth, right? And you 100%. Put it out there and found people.
Yeah.
What's the app?
So I started doing some just honestly recon, just literally again with the Google people who create apps, app developers near me. You know, I know that my expertise is not in app creation. It's not in technology. I know how to open my email, respond to an email, and that's about it. But I knew that I wanted to give my community, I wanted to serve people in a way that was made it easy for them and made my workouts accessible, help them walk into the gym, know exactly what they're doing, not have a printed out piece of flimsy paper, right? And so I ended up finding a few people near me, getting on a phone interview, chatting through what I was looking for, and I landed on two brothers. Untapped Fitness is the company. And, you know, and we've been working ever since. And so my app started off, I'm very an in-gym person. I love gym workouts, all about getting your mind right and having that progressive overload, building muscle, like feeling beautiful, all that sort of stuff. But I realize now, especially with where we're at in the world, I wanted to serve my community in a way that wasn't like, oh, gosh, well, the gym's closed. Now what? So recently, within the last 2 weeks, I've added a whole series of home workouts. And so we have that. And I just love getting the feedback that, wow, you know, people are able to do this in their front lawns, in their garages, in their living rooms. And it just makes it easy and accessible to have that fitness in your life, whatever your life looks like right now.
I love it. I love it so much. And, you know, in a few minutes, we're gonna wind up taking the final break of the show. And unfortunately, I have to let you go because this could be a whole day seminar and I could talk to you for, you know, 10 hours about this stuff. But let's review here. From the NCAA gymnast success, from you know, the whole going into this uncharted territory, the United States freaking Air Force, and thinking about it at such a young age, right? Becoming an online fitness coach, creating your own line of clothes, finding people to help you create this app, which is going to serve the community. You know, again, you are not even a quarter of a century old yet. That blows my mind that you have so much success at the young age you are. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I know there's people that are 50 years old going, wow, how do I do that? And you just don't understand that, like, I feel like that failure, you just don't understand failure. Or you're happy with it. You love it. So I got to ask you, this insatiable drive that you have where you're constantly looking for next and to succeed, what is that? How do you describe that, and where does it come from, and how do you stay with this, like, and just move forward, especially in these times right now?
Right. Honestly, I really think it stems from just this feeling that we were all, and it's more than a feeling, it's a knowing, that we're all meant to be here for some purpose, right? Like, if we are here on this earth, like, it's not by mistake, right? We're meant to do something, be something, share something, show something, teach something. And honestly, I knew at 21, when I graduated college, I knew, like, by simply just getting into this life that was, okay, I'm going to go sit at this day job for 10 hours. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to repeat. I'm going to put off all these goals I have. I'm going to tell myself I can't. Like, where do you get from that? You get nowhere. And I was like, I don't want to just be average. I want to fulfill my purpose. Even now, like, I still have this, like, inner moment of, like, finding my purpose still. And it's a process of pivoting, evolving, changing, and putting it into place and doing, you know, like, we're so, as humans, like, we're so paralyzed by action that it like hibernates us into nothingness. And, like, I think that's the scariest thing for me. Failure's not scary. Failure's exciting because I know that I'm able to grow from that. Doing nothing is scary because that it gets so ingrained into us that, you know, if you are out there and you're 50 and you wish you would start an Etsy store, if you wish you could start garage band thing, if you, whatever that thing is, like, if you want to do it, just do it, right? You paralyze yourself even more by telling yourself that you can't, that you're too old, that you're too far along, that you're too unknowledgeable. Like, go out there and find the knowledge, find the people that can help you, find the community, find the tribe, because they're out there. And by sitting in your house and complaining, you get nothing done. And more so, you take away the gift that you bring to this world. So by not, you know, leaning into it, you're taking away from all the people that in the future you were going to benefit, right? And that's what I think about every day is like, you know, who can I impact? Whose lives am I going to change today? Who am I going to, even in one sentence, what am I going to say today that impacts somebody in a positive manner? And if I were to just stay in my bed and get in my head and be upset and let myself get into that, then like I would wake up and I would not impact anybody. And that scares me more than anything. So really, truly just knowing that even if it's going to be impacting one person, that's going to be better than staying in my head and staying negative. I don't even know if that answered your question.
No, it so answered my question. I mean, look, we don't get more time. We're not getting more time. And, you know, it's one of these things where it's a choice, and it's a choice to live and play all out. I wrote about it in my first book about getting out in the field and getting your jersey dirty or sitting up in the stands and criticizing and never getting to feel the adulation of what it's like to play. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're playing all out all the time. I love this. I love this. And I got to tell you, on behalf of the Get Up Army, all these listeners, I want to thank you for taking the time and just giving this beast mode, accelerated, no quit attitude mindset for so many of the listeners that need this in their lives right now to remind them of how special they are, of what they can create, that they're actually limitless if they just are okay with failing forward and exposing these vulnerabilities that you talked about. I love it. And I, you know what? I got to tell you, Annie, I feel like with all these accomplishments that you have and everything that we talked about, you're just getting started. And I cannot wait to follow your journey and see what you got cooking next because
thank you.
I'll follow you on Instagram. How about that?
Deal.
Well, listen, before we go into our final break, and I know you got to jump off, but where can people find you? What's your Instagram? Do you have a website? What's your app? Why don't you tell everybody what's up?
Yeah, everything is. So Instagram is Annie_FitLifeFitMe. YouTube, AnnieFitLifeFitMe as well. My app is, my website is AnnieFitLifeFitMe.com. My app is called FitLifeFitMe. So again, if you just can remember that, FitLifeFitMe, and then my name is Annie, you can probably, you know, find me.
There you go. You can find her. She's out there, guys. And I encourage you to go find her, follow her, because if you need to pick me up, Annie Graff is the one to do it. Annie, you're a freaking rock star. And I want to thank you for coming on this show, taking the time. You definitely lit up some darkness and said some things that people need to hear today. So
awesome. Thank you,
well,
thank you so much for having me, Mark. It was so fun.
Hey, pleasure's been ours. All right, Get Up Army. Do not move. We are coming back with final thoughts in the next 60 seconds right here on 1520 WCHE. I told you, we're going hard for this hour. How about Annie Graff, huh? How great was she? She did not come to play, man. And that's her all the time, man. Text messages, instant, you know, just the DMs and everything. It is that's the mindset of a champion, and I love that. And that's the type of guest that I want to set up and put you guys out here so you can hear every single week right here on the Get Up Power Hour. I want to remind you or let you know that if you have not yet, connect with me on Instagram or Facebook. It's Mark Hayford, Mark with a C, and here's why. Every night that we're doing, or every, you know, day that we just continue to have another day waiting to hear what's coming next, because I feel like March and April has been so bipolar, right? The news changes every 15 minutes. Nobody really knows what's going on, blah, 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 all that. Forget that noise, man. Every single night, 7 p.m., I go live. And I do a very organic 15 minute. It's connecting. It's
taking this global platform that we have and creating a global community. I have a poll of the night. Everybody can chime in. And you get to be a part of this little show. Every Saturday, we have the Saturday night party. So it's every night, 7 p.m. So hit me up, Mark Hayford on Facebook, Mark Hayford on Instagram. And I share them and I make them public. So even if, you know, just connect with me out there. And, you know, something I'm going to talk about tonight, and I can't wait for it, I'm going to talk about something that we decided to do in our household. And I'm going to unveil it to the universe as far as the specifics of it. And that is, we're having the first ever Hayford Family Olympics. And so everybody got to pick two different events. These could be physical events. These could be board games. It could be card games. It could be, you know, whatever it is. So there's a whole schedule, which we did the inaugural kickoff ceremony last night, and it goes all the way to Easter Sunday. And tonight I'm going to say what the events are, what the schedule is, who picked what, and how we're going to track the progress. And the winner gets the Hayford Family Trophy. We literally have a trophy that says winners win, okay? Yeah. So that's what's going on in my house. And I just want to I want to tell you that because I wanted to put this out here. I wanted to end the show with this little mindset right here. You know, Frederick Douglass, who? Come on, baby, go Google that. Frederick Douglass said, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. If you feel like you're struggling right now, I want to help you with a little perspective and a little gratitude. You know, most of the time, most people, they complain about work. They just can't wait till the week's over. Most kids don't want to go to school. I don't want to wake up. Most people complain when it was too cold 2 months ago. Oh, it's cold. I hate the cold, 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 cold. You know what they're going to be complaining about 6 weeks from now? It's too hot. So hot. So hot. How about we start getting perspective and we get some appreciation? How about we are present where our feet are at? How about we're grateful for our current circumstances? How about we're grateful that we have this platform? How about we're grateful that we have each other? You can hear me. If you can hear this, if you're breathing right now, you have more time. You have gifts. You have energy. You have an opportunity. You know what we did last night? We together as a family had a board game as a family. I have three teenagers. It's hard for me to even see them, let alone get together for a family dinner. Did you hear what I said? We had a board game. My youngest, who has no quit, he's like the younger male version of Annie Graf. It was him and I duking it out in the board game. Fine, I'll tell you what this one was. The first event was the board game Risk from back in the 50s, where you got to conquer and global domination and armies and rah. This kid wouldn't stop. It was 2 in the morning. I was kicking his teeth in. I'm like, listen, if you just want to call tonight, he's like, nope, pick up the dice. I'm like, come on, Harrison, killing me. I don't stay up till 2 a.m. only when I'm DJing. I'm not DJing. Go. I mean, I won. I mean, come on, winners win, right? But it's that. It's no quit. I spent time with my kid, with my wife. Our family was together. Perspective. We're going to be doing it the next couple days. If this was normal circumstances, I don't think that would happen. I want to remind you, you're not just here to survive. You are meant to thrive. Take the present circumstances. Know that your current situation is not your final destination. Know that you're meant for more. Know that you're going to have more. Know that there is greatness inside of you. You've been blessed by the best, baby, and you have opportunities abound. You just got to pick your head up, pick your faith up, get up, take steps forward. Just like Annie Graf said, fail forward. Now, look, I'm peacing out of here for now because I got places to go. I got to walk to the living room, maybe the refrigerator, maybe back up here, but it doesn't matter. Let's make a pact. Let's be on purpose and make sure that we don't leave this April the way we came into it. You make sure you're working on something. You're working on you. You're getting better mentally, physically, spiritually stronger, reconnected, re-energized. You're too good to not. I believe in you, and I got your back. So until we have the Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE next week, I want you to mind your mind. I want you to pick yourself up. I want you to get back in the fight because we're just getting started. And I got a lot of more, baby. Woo! Hayford's got a lot of more. Can't stop, won't stop. Yo, you guys stay well.
stay healthy. I'll see you out on social media. And until next week, I'm always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.